Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office has announced it has reached a deal with Daniel Wojcik and Robert Wotherspoon regarding the illegal mining of peat from an area off Highway 36 near Bridgeville. The land is owned by Wotherspoon, and for at least a decade, he allowed Wojcik to mine peat from the land and sell that peat for profit, with Wotherspoon sharing in the profits. An investigation by State Fish and Game discovered the extensive environmental damage done by the peat mining, and criminal charges were filed by an attorney from the Circuit Prosecutor Project, who handled the case on behalf of the county. Wojcik was fined more than $189,000 and will perform 500 hours of community service as part of his deal. Wotherspoon will pay a fine of more than $130,000 and serve 100 hours of community service. The men are also responsible for cleaning and repairing the area where the peat was mined. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing boy, 13-year-old Michael James Gabriel, who has not been seen by his family since last Friday. Gabriel was last seen leaving his home in Hoopa and could be staying in the McKinleyville area. He is a Native American, 5'3", 115 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. And the Sheriff's Office is also searching for a missing 16-year-old girl, Eureka resident Katie Helberg. Helberg's mother last saw her at home during the morning of November 9th. She's described as a white female, 5'4", 130 pounds, with blue eyes and long blonde straight hair. She wears braces with purple and green rubber bands and was last seen wearing blue jeans, a black T-shirt with an Alaska logo on the front, and tennis shoes. She has health issues and needs her medication. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. And sheriff's detectives are investigating an armed robbery at Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek on Wednesday night. The suspect entered the store through an unsecured back door after closing hours and confronted a clerk in a back office. The suspect brandished a handgun and demanded the clerk fill a backpack with money from the safe and tills. A second clerk was also threatened with a gun when they came to investigate the commotion. The suspect is described as an adult white male, possibly in his 20s, who was wearing all black clothing. And Eureka police have arrested 18-year-old Christian John Kay in connection with a pellet gun shooting near Eureka High School last week. Two students were shot with pellets and suffered minor injuries. Eureka High administrators issued a statement on Wednesday, reassuring parents and students that the incident was being handled by police. Kay was booked on an assault with a deadly weapon charge. Fifth District Supervisor Ryan Sundberg will announce his campaign for re-election at an event scheduled for tomorrow at Azalea Hall in McKinleyville. Sundberg was elected to office in 2008, and it has focused on bread-and-butter issues, public safety, EMT and ambulance service in rural areas, the general plan update, and two county marijuana ordinances. The campaign kickoff is scheduled from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have an interesting career that you could talk about with local students? We're recruiting business, trade, education, and public sector workers to share career insight with middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Monday, the Betty Kwan Chin Day Center opens to the public in Eureka.
This time, I'm hoping for the people can regain their strength and return home or got some job or something like that and then doesn't need to live in the street anymore, because I do have a whole bunch of people ready to change their lifestyle.
The center is located at 7th and C Streets and will feature mental health services, employment training, life skills workshops, and on-site case management. Dave Tyson, treasurer for the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation, spoke about how Betty Chin's charity work attracted funding for the center.
Betty has a track record now of helping people more so than any one person can realize, and it's remarkable. But, you know, Betty does attract dollars, which is also very helpful to keeping this organization running.
The public is invited to attend the open house at the center on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Humboldt Made, which features and markets products produced in Humboldt County, will use the county airport as a means to let out-of-area visitors know about Humboldt Made goods. Photos of locally produced items will be prominently displayed at the airport, and an opening for the gallery is scheduled for tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. Humboldt Made will share a recently produced branding video, and Redeck will give an update on the work being done to attract an airline to the airport. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.